I can't wait to begin talking with Destiny and Kelsey, because as soon as they walked in, I said, they're going to be fun. I can't tell you why. I just knew, because you two really seem very much attuned to each other and like you enjoy being with each other. I'm going to start with you, Destiny. Good morning. How are you?
Good.
And how old are you?
11.
Where do you go to school?
Whittier Elementary School.
And it's nice to have you here. What grade did you just finish?
5th.
Excellent. And before I forget, do you want to give any shout-outs or say hello to any friends or family members who either are listening now or might be listening later when this is online?
I don't know.
Well, who's in your family?
People. Lots of people.
Lots of them. Do you have any pets?
No.
Because shout-outs to pets are good, too. So school finished just last week, and now you'll be going to middle school, right?
Yes.
Do you know what your middle school is?
Yes, I am going to PCA.
Excellent. And what do you like to do for fun?
What I like to do for fun, well, lots of stuff.
Are you into art or sports, or do you like to write or read? I mean, I'm just curious what you enjoy doing when you have some spare time.
Sometimes I would read my books when I get a chance to, if nobody's bothering me at home.
All those people that you mentioned before. Do you have any favorite types of books that you like?
Yeah. My favorite book is my Baby Mouse book. Like, Baby Mouse has multiple books. Like, I forget the author's names because I really never read their names. Yeah, I just like to read the books.
But it's a series, so you can read, like, one book, and then there's another one after that. I like things like that because you're never done. Yeah, sometimes it's sad when you finish a book and you wish there were it hadn't ended, but it sounds like there's a lot you can read in the series. Let's meet Kelsey, your big sister. Hi, Kelsey.
Hi, good morning.
Can you tell me a bit about yourself, where you're from, where you work, and how you got involved in Big Brothers?
I'm originally from Central Ohio. I moved to Pittsburgh about 6 years ago from Washington, D.C., and when I moved here, I was, you know, brand new to the community, looking for different avenues to get involved. I coached lacrosse as well in Pittsburgh area and was looking for another way to get involved in the community. So I forget what event I was at, but I saw Big Brother's Big Sister's name there, and, you know, it kind of struck a chord with some other folks, friends in other cities that had been involved. So I reached out, and I think Destiny and I were matched within like 30 days of me going through the interview process for the program. And it was just, you know, we connected. She was only, what, you were like 8 years old then. So,
oh my gosh. You guys have been together for like 3 or 4 years
yeah,
now?
Yeah, 3 years.
Wow. Do you remember when you first met Destiny?
Were you a little shy?
Yes. I was very shy. I still have the picture.
What was it like?
Well, when I first got there and met Kelsey, I was kind of nervous because I'm like, I'm meeting someone I never met before. So I was just like, okay. So when I got in there, I was like, I'm going to be happy. And mm-hmm. I'm going to try to not be too nervous and just, I don't know.
Yeah, it's hard to meet new people for the very first time, I think. And Cheryl, Big Brothers Big Sisters has a great way of making sure that all works well, right?
Yep, they spend our enrollment specialists do a lot of work interviewing the families and the volunteers to see just how well they'll mesh together, what their interests are, where they live, kind of fun things they like to do together. So we hope we start them off on a really good start, and then they just take it on from there, and we support them along the way.
You can hear that bluegrass in the background, can't you? It's our bluegrass band is warming up. Can you hear that? It's something. It's amazing how much sound those instruments can make, but it's fun to be able to hear it. So what do you two like to do together?
We've done a ton of things. We've done things through Big Brothers Big Sisters and, you know, the group structure with a bunch of different bigs and littles. We love arts and crafts, anything arts and crafts, whether it's pottery, we did painting, we made picture frames together. We love that stuff. Pumpkin carving every Halloween. Actually, I was asking Dee what she wanted to do for graduation, and even last year we talked about, like, before her birthday, and of all the activities, we picked the dog park.
Whose dog is it?
I have two dogs.
Okay.
So they have a lot of energy, but that was a fun outing.
So you're called D by people that know you well. It sounds like D for Destiny.
Yeah.
And it's got to be fun scooting out in the dog park. So what was it like? Did you have an older sister at all? Or is Kelsey somebody... I never had any younger brothers or sisters. I'm curious how Kelsey's changed your life.
Well, really, I never had... Well, I only have a big brother at home, so I have no sisters. So when I found out Big Brother, Big Sister, I'm like, I need to go somewhere and get out with somebody because I don't want to stay home all day.
Yeah, and it's hard sometimes when you're all by yourself, isn't it? You want to have somebody who can, you know, keep company with you. And it's just more fun to hang out with somebody, right?
Yeah.
So how often do you see each other?
Usually like every 3 weeks. Once or twice a month.
And do you keep in touch in between those times?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And what do you like to talk about?
I don't know. Random things.
Sometimes school stuff, sometimes music, or we just, you know, joke around. What she's doing next with her family, what I'm doing next with work or with the dogs. The dogs are a commonality.
Yeah.
You like, what are her dogs' names, Destiny?
Roro and Enzo.
Roro and Enzo. Are they like the same breed? Do they look alike?
No. One's a black lab, mm-hmm. and what's the other one again? I keep on forgetting.
Yeah, Roro's a black lab, and Enzo's just a mutt.
Mm. Do they get along with each other?
Yeah.
Well, that's
they're a little crazy, right?
Yeah. Yeah.
Do you think if somebody like your age, Destiny, somebody 11, a girl or boy is listening right now, or, you know, actually somebody who's maybe 7 or 8, like you were when you first got matched, would you have any advice to give them about how to adjust or get to know the person that they're matched with, or how to handle it?
Well, basically, just talk to them a lot and try to figure out what they like so you can start to know them better and stuff. Like, don't just be quiet the whole time because that would just get weird.
That's very good advice. And it's hard to overcome that, I think, sometimes, right? Because you might feel a little shy at the beginning. What would you say, Kelsey, is good advice if... you're matched with somebody that, you know, you're just getting to know?
I would say just be open-minded and have fun with it. We've done so many activities. Sometimes we're like, maybe we didn't love that as much as other activities we've done, but just being together, regardless of the activity, is fun in itself.
That sounds, it's true. So, and sometimes the things that end up being fun aren't even the activity, right? What happens around the activity. What's your next thing that you're going to do? Do you have plans?
Well, we have a whole day planned today. Destiny graduates on Monday from fifth grade, so we're celebrating a little early. So we're going to check out the Children's Museum. We've actually never been here, so this is a great opportunity.
Cool.
And then we're going to go to lunch.
That sounds good. Well, I have a pass to the Children's Museum that you can use today. I'm looking to make sure it's...
Oh, perfect.
And I've got some other stuff, one of which I just dropped. I have a sticker, a Saturday Light Brigade sticker, and I've got a Youth Express button. Youth Express is our 24/7 radio station that features youth writing and music. And I have a radio broadcasting patch.
Oh, cool.
And if you go to the Make Shop in the museum today, which is near where you entered, there's a sewing machine if you feel like it. If you're allowed to, you could sew your patch on somewhere, or you could just keep it like it is. But that's along with our thanks for being here. Today's also a big day because Daniel Tiger's Neighborhood opens. Do you know Daniel Tiger's Neighborhood?
Yeah. Sometimes when my little cousin is over, I would try to find shows for him. And, I sometimes go on... I keep on forgetting what channel he's on.
PBS or Channel 13?
Yeah. And, sometimes when nobody's home, I sometimes watch it because I'm bored. I call myself a big baby sometimes because I watch baby shows.
I watch it sometimes. Daniel is graphic. And the exhibit for Daniel Tiger's Neighborhood opens today, and it's really good. You'll be... actually the first person, among the first, very first people to see it, because it opens today and it's absolutely beautiful. It's right above where we are, and it's graphic. That's the way we're supposed to say that. Branding. Am I saying that okay, Ricky? Graphic. I've got it down. Let me turn to Cheryl Jones, who's here from Big Brothers Big Sisters of Greater Pittsburgh. These two have to make you very proud.
Yes, in addition to being radio rock stars, they also were featured in our 50th anniversary video, where they were dancing to, I believe it was Taylor Swift. They were dancing. We videoed them dancing, and they were part of our video. So they're whenever we need fun, exuberant people. We always call Destiny because they're always up for something new and fun. So
I'm not surprised. Isn't radio fun? I mean, nobody has to look at you. Although making a video had to be a lot of fun too, I'll bet. Anything new at Big Brothers Big Sisters?
Well, it's summer, so we're gearing up for lots of, have a lot of activities for matches to do during the summer, as well as we do a big recruiting push for next school year, for all our school year programs. So it's there's never a vacation at Big Brothers Big Sisters. We're always trying to do and find new people and have fun.
Now, you know, Big Brothers Big Sisters of Greater Pittsburgh sometimes goes to Penguins games. Did anybody go to the Stanley Cup playoff?
Well, actually, we did have a met on the... not this last game, but the game before, we got a last-minute call from the Penguins that they had two seats, so we did send a big brother to go to that game. But these guys have gone in the Malkin Suite and Crosby Suite, maybe?
Yeah, we've been to two games.
Mm-hmm.
That had to be a lot of fun. I know you play lacrosse, and while the sports are different, there's some similarities, right?
There definitely are some similarities. We had fun. You like Iceberg. That's probably the highlight.
It's really dramatic when you watch a game. Have you gone to Pirates games or Bold or done any of those things together?
I think we went to a Pirate game. Yeah.
We did one of those. We went to some Pitt games together. We went to Pitt football.
Yeah. And other stuff.
Well, I hope you enjoyed the Children's Museum. There's really a lot of fun things to do. There will be live music here coming up in half an hour. Actually, we have flute players that are all about your age that are playing a little bit older. One's in sixth grade, so exactly your age, and then one in seventh and ninth grade. Starting in about 15 minutes, and then our bluegrass band. And then Daniel Tiger himself is going to be walking around the museum today. So you can meet Daniel Tiger if you like to do that. And maybe have a picture taken with him that you can share with your cousin. I want to thank you both for being here. Is there anything else you'd like to say?
Thank you for having us. We're excited to check out the museum.
Destiny, thank you for being here today.
You're welcome.
And Cheryl, anything else about Big Brothers, Big Sisters?
Other than the fact that if there's any adults out there that are interested in becoming a Big Brother or Big Sister, to give us a call, and as well as there's any families listening that have boys or girls between the ages of 6 and 13, we're always enrolling new youth in our program as well. So we'd love to have you.
Excellent. It's bbbspittsburgh.org. Big Brothers, Big Sisters, bbbspittsburgh.org. As always, it's wonderful to see you, Cheryl, and congratulations on a great relationship. I think you two are going to know each other for the rest of your lives, which is pretty wonderful. Thanks from Big Brothers, Big Sisters of Greater Pittsburgh.